There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
What's the best bit of advice that your grandmother or grandfather ever gave you? Now, obviously, Hanan's been thinking about this over the last 24 hours since we had the discussion about the topic, and she's going to reel off all those great bits of advice in just a few moments' time. But equally, we've had a number of those coming through on 4001. This was from one of our listeners saying, my grandmother once told me, never compromise your integrity. That's a nice one. Get that one tattooed on your inner arm, if you're allowed to, of course. The reason I'm asking this, fascinating article that I picked up on yesterday. It's from the Guardian newspaper over the United Kingdom, and it's by a journalist called Rachel Cook. I'm just going to read the top line for you, just to give you an idea. Says, I remember my grandmother telling me that if I were ever to marry, I should make sure that he was kind. But she might just as well have said, find yourself a man who's nice to waiters. The way people treat restaurant staff is, I think, a kind of poker tell, revealing a person's character in as long as it takes to say, I'll have the sea bass. A man or a woman who is actively unpleasant to waiters is best avoided. Dittos, those who patronise them. Just as bad, though, are people who treat waiters as though they're invisible. This is not, as some cretins seem to think, a sign of metropolitan sophistication. Do this and you might as well be wearing a T-shirt saying, I'm an overprivileged so-and-so, cold, ruthless, rude, and rather stupid. So, got me thinking this one. Grandmother's advice, maybe some has been proffered. Find yourself a person who is nice to waiters. That is a great bit of advice. About behaviour, as we have seen, is on the rise in restaurants, and more people feel they need to step in and get involved to try and make people aware of their bad behaviour. People seem to feel a sense of entitlement, whether they're on the roads, but also in restaurants as well, because they feel restaurants need them rather than they need the restaurants, especially in times like this when times are tough. The way people treat restaurant staff is, as I mentioned, a kind of tell-all. Man, just as bad, though, are people who treat waiters as though they're invisible. So experts say that people who don't have any real power in their lives and wish they had it over others, the ones who are usually rude to waiters. Good bit of advice?
Yeah, that is a good bit of advice, isn't it? And also, you know, if you know someone's going to be nice and kind and respectful to a waiter, they're certainly going to be respectful to you. Actually, one piece of advice that sticks out in my mind, it was from my great auntie, who died at 101. So she had a good, long, wise life. She always used to say to me, what's for you won't pass you. So meaning basically, you know, if it's meant to be, it will be. And I always keep that. And my mum does too.
Did Got you any yourself? Did you marry a waiter or not?
No, I moved on from there.
Moved on. Okay, let's go to let's go to the lines now, because I want to get more on this one. I'm going to go down to the Kamali Clinic if we can. We're going to speak to counsellor and CBT therapist, a clinical social worker and CBT therapist with considerable experience in providing clinical therapy to adults, to children and adolescents from a culturally diverse and socio-economic background. Carolyn Yafi joins us live on the line. Carolyn, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on board. And a fascinating article that's prompted this little conversation. I mean, from your perspective and from the sage and wisdom of our grandparents, are they good people to be giving advice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think our grandparents come from a generation and a time, you know, at least my grandparents, you know, I think where people just tended to just have more respect. And also, too, I think it was a slower time. So I think people probably weren't as harried and anxious. And, you know, sometimes I think that contributes to poor behavior.
In terms of poor behavior, and I mentioned that word entitlement,
yeah.
It's a word that I've used for bad behavior on the roads here in the UAE. We're seeing more and more cases, if the rumors are being to be believed, about bad behavior in restaurants. Do you think that there is this sense of entitlement when you sit down in a restaurant?
I think sometimes, I mean, I think these kind of behaviors, and I always say this, are taught. I think parents have to be really careful because they're going to be the models for their children. So when they're acting disrespectfully to others, you know, children are going to normalize that.
In terms of, I mean, just breaking down this idea of advice as well, can you judge somebody's character on the way that they are with other people? I mean, in this example, it's find a person who's nice to waiters. Is that a good sort of door, a good window into the character of an individual?
You know, I have to be honest, I do. I really do, because I think that's, I just feel like if people are treating waiters disrespectfully or acting entitled toward them, they're doing that to other people. I don't think it's just a waiter phenomenon. I think this is just the way that they behave to other people. And I think that if you see people are treating other people respectfully, I think that's going to go into all areas of their lives, not just being in a restaurant or in a store or on the road. You know, I think that this really does. It is a window into somebody's character and how they do treat other people.
We've had people texting in already saying, well, giving us their sort of examples of time where they were waiters as well, and the patronizing attitudes that they had to put up with. Are we all too familiar with those patronizing attitudes? And not just for waiters, but does a little appreciation go a long way for those that are looking to make our lives better?
You know, it absolutely does. I mean, I know what I feel like when I feel like somebody appreciates something I did or appreciates my hard work. And, you know, I feel that that's pretty universal, you know, in any industry. I mean, everybody wants to be appreciated. And I think being appreciated makes you work harder.
In terms of the in terms of the approach here, because there is a suggestion that people, through this sense of entitlement, given the fact that they are going to be given a hefty bill at the end, they have that sort of that right, that entitlement to be able to expect higher levels of services. Does that sort of cloud judgment as well at the same time?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think whatever a restaurant charges or, I mean, that has nothing to do with the people that are working there. And, you know, again, I'm just going to go back to my original comment. I think this kind of behavior is learned behavior. I don't think people are born entitled. I think it's learned behavior. And I think, you know, this is where parenting really comes in handy. And, you know, people working on their parenting and just being mindful of how they're behaving in front of their children. All of us have a really bad day. All of us get anxious. All of us get very stressed out. And sometimes I think it's very easy to behave inappropriately when you're feeling that way. And sometimes your children are around you when you're this way. But I think it's very, very important to be mindful of your behavior in front of your kids.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
You're talking about learned behavior and also in front of children. But, you know, what about if it's an adult and you sort of pick them up on it? Like, you know, do you think you can change this type of behavior?
I think absolutely. I think sometimes people just are not even aware. Sometimes it's just a matter of, again, self-awareness and being mindful. But even an adult learned this behavior somewhere. That's my feeling.
It's interesting as well, isn't it? Because if you look at a lot of, you know, us that consume a lot of media, be it film, be it otherwise, you know, there is this old trope, isn't there, of the sort of arrogance at a restaurant table gives you that feeling of strength, that feeling of importance, but also this faux sophistication that if you do send your steak back because it's not cooked properly, that gives you an idea that you know how a steak should be cooked as opposed to the guy that's cooking it. Is there that element as well? Do we sort of feed off these very common tropes in life?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Look at the TV shows that we're seeing. Look at the TV shows that maybe children are seeing. I mean, you know, you have these realities when you're talking about, you know, wait staff and waiters. I mean, we have reality shows where people come into restaurants and scream because the food isn't good.
And do you think, just finally, before we let you go, Caroline, I mean, we've got a lot of people texting and going, brilliant subject, because this is my friend that you are talking about as well. What about those that, you know, feel embarrassed for their friends? If they've got that sort of friend who goes in there and feels obligated to be rude to waiters. Do you think we're in a position to say something to that so-called friend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know personally I would if I really thought that somebody was behaving disrespectfully. I don't think there's anything wrong because, again, I think that maybe it's not that they're bad people. Maybe they're just not mindful of how they're behaving or how they're speaking. And I don't really think it's so bad to correct somebody's poor behavior.
Carolyn, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a lovely weekend as well.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
Carolyn Yaffe there joining us live on the line. Counselor and CPT therapist from the Kamali Clinic here in Dubai. Question we just posed to you, which has got a lot of people talking, is this whole question of grandmother's advice. What's the best, not just your grandmother, grandfather as well. Great article that was published saying that one piece of advice was find yourself a person who is nice to waiters. Bad behaviour on the rise in restaurants. More people feel they need to step in, get involved. People feel a sense of entitlement because they feel restaurants need them rather than they need restaurants. So would you choose a partner if they were nice to waiters as opposed to not nice to waiters? A lot of people being in touch with us on this one. Ian's got in touch. He says waiters don't particularly look for some kind of faux friendship, just an appreciation that it's a job, not an admission of servitude. They only have one pair of hands, and if the meal is late, cold, inedible, it isn't usually their fault. Thank you for that one, Ian. And thanks also to those that have also been having their say on this one. We had one from Sabra a little earlier on saying, I have a friend who is always acting rude in restaurants and complaining about the food. I think this is just a way to avoid paying in restaurants back in the States, and it's disgusting. Another one here from one of our listeners saying, I run a restaurant, a portal that accepts reviews for restaurants. Often come across very unreasonable reviews, expecting too much from waiters. I always imagine what it would be like if a restaurant had a chance to review the customers themselves. And this one from Raj saying, hey, Tom, not only waiters and poor, but also to the people from other countries, especially when nobody is watching. Thanks for that one, Raj. Appreciated. Best bit of advice you ever got from your grandparents? Keep those coming in. 4001. Shroots, do you ever take any pearls of wisdom from your grandparents?
Well, one thing I learned was turmeric. You use it when you're bleeding or when you have a cold. When you're bleeding, it stops you bleeding. Yeah. And when you have a cold, you drink it with some hot milk.
Yeah.
My grandmother taught me that. And my grandfather taught me never stop my education midway for a boy.
Ah, look at that. And has that one gone well?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So they're educated then, which is good. So boys don't get in the way of education.
Yes.
That's the way to go about that one. It's interesting you said there about the turmeric one, because I remember my grandmother, teaching me about when you cut yourself when shaving, not you girls obviously, but blokes, when you cut yourself when shaving, if you get the little membrane of an onion, so you know when you're peeling an onion and you get that little sort of see-through membrane in between the layers, get a little bit of that, put it onto your cut, solves it straight away.
Stops. Really?
Stops.
What?
Yeah.
Onion?
The onion membrane. Yeah.
So when you're traveling, do you travel with an onion?
Always, yeah.
What, no plaster?
A string of them around my neck.
Does that mean you don't need a plaster then? Does it stop it bleeding?
The most I don't know what it is. It's just it's natural. It's like a natural plaster.
Clever.
It's really clever, yeah. And it works an absolute treat. It's not that everyone has a string of onions in their bathroom to call upon.
Will you show us after the show?
No, I'm not going to cut myself for you, am I? There's just so much more to hear. Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.